to Looking Back with the Bunyip once again. And today we're looking at November the 15th, 2023. Welcome, Kay. Kay and I are together down in the Gawler Heritage Centre underneath the Gawler Civic Centre.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Jeanette. And in the background we have Jill and Les, who will be, we know we'll probably have to say something, but that's okay. We love them anyway.
They're busy at work.
Yeah, volunteering. Good volunteering.
Yes. And we have some wonderful volunteers down here.
Oh, absolutely.
Do a lot of their available work to help.
Yeah.
Look after Gawler's heritage.
Yeah, and there's so much more to do. And Gawler is very good at looking after its heritage, I have to say.
Yes, not all councils. I was talking to somebody that works in the library the other day.
Yeah.
And not all councils have good heritage centres like this one.
Yeah.
So we're very fortunate.
We are very fortunate. So it's a privilege to come here and work with other people that are of like mind. So anyway, we digress.
We do. So on to 150 years ago, miraculous escape. On Tuesday last, a little girl at Malcolm's Brosser picked up the cup of a dynamite explosive that had been broken and cast away as useless and commenced hammering it with a stone to see what it would do. Then it exploded with a force that blew away portions of her dress and mutilated her thumb and finger. We understand this powerful detonant explodes downwards. Had its action been the reverse, there is little doubt that the child's life would have been sacrificed. The little sufferer is under Dr. Popham's care and is doing as well as can be hoped for.
Oh, my goodness. That's scary, isn't it?
That is.
Yeah.
People were much less careful back then with leaving things like dynamite around.
Yeah. My great-grandfather's brother, he was killed in a mining accident, quarry accident up at Glen Osmond. He was a powder monkey, so he was the one that was responsible for setting everything up, and it misfired, and he was very badly injured. His stomach was basically blown up, and he lasted about 36 hours and last enough to sort of be able to send messages home and stuff like that. And he said, "Boss, you know, this was the first accident I'd had in, you know, 25 years of being a powder monkey, and it was the last." So yes. Very
when
tragic way.
I guess when you're in that position, one accident is usually.
Yeah, then. That was it. Yeah. So he was 40 or something, and left a wife and three kids. Anyway, next one.
Next one, on to 100 years ago.
100 years ago, we have ordinary business, and this is about council. Councillor Goodger said he had a complaint from the Adelaide Milling Company as to the buses stopping in front of their premises in Murray Street, forcing customers out of the way. The buses, beside obstructing business, were also a menace to traffic from Lindock Hill. The town clerk promised to draw the attention of the bus driver to the complaint and asked that they should select different pitches. That was the one up on the corner of Lindock Road by the, whatever the name of the pub is, that
The exchange.
That it was the exhaust company, and then it was a printing, and then it was a health place, and I think that was the milling company. You'd imagine, so there wouldn't be enough room to pull up there.
Well, there's not enough room now for parking, and it's a problem for that business.
Oh, yeah, huge problem.
I think the pub
should just buy it and make it part of their whole premises. But prime site, they probably want too much for it.
Probably do. So we'll move on to 50 years ago, hepatitis at school feared. Toilet facilities at the Hamley Bridge Primary School could cause an outbreak of hepatitis, according to a medical officer's report. The report was referred to by Mr. E. Keith Russack, MP, in the House of Assembly recently. Mr. Russack said medical officer's report stated that there were no separate toilets for staff and facilities for washing were somewhat primitive in both the boys' and girls' toilets. In short, it appears that renovations and replacements are overdue, the report had said.
Wow,
that's funny. Our young SSO, who lives in our house, came back from the school camp yesterday and he complained about the state of the teachers' toilets.
Oh, really?
But showers, he said, they were really bad.
Yeah. I'm just thinking back to the toilets we had at primary school. So this would have actually been after I was at primary school 50 years ago. It's after I was at high school. God, that's scary. And our toilets were primary school, fairly basic. They were clean. But they were like out in the weather. If it was raining and you know, they had the privacy wall, there was no cover over it.
Right.
It's just the cubicles were covered, but not enclosed, not fully enclosed. Like, you know, it had
been the same. There was some
corrugated iron walls and hot as hell in summer. And Probably septic. They would have been septic. They wouldn't have been on common effluent then. That was back in the 1960s.
So. When the sewage system went in where I grew up in Ballarat, just after my parents built the house, because Mum had just established a garden and it all got dug up for sewage parts. So that was very late 50s.
Yeah. I think sewage came to Teacher Gully in the late 60s, perhaps early 70s. I remember, I'm pretty sure we had sewage by the time we left, which was 74, like common effluent. So.
It's funny how so many of these things we take for granted. They've really not been around for some more than 50 years.
Well, we haven't got common effluent at Two Wells.
Okay,
in Eden and Liberty, they're on common effluent, which is organised by the developer.
Yeah.
But the old township and the older subdivision tacked onto the town, they're all septic.
Right.
Yeah, or in Viracycle. So. Anyway, 25 years ago, plan for Eastern Bypass rejected. A major study into the Gawler area road network has rejected the need for an Eastern Bypass to reduce traffic in the town's commercial centre. The study has found alternate management measures within the commercial area will be more effective. The study recommends that council should explore the greater use of High Street and traffic calming measures for Murray Street as a more effective means of dealing with the traffic problems in the commercial area. Ha 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 ha.
I think it was
it was very, very personal and political, and it was quite ridiculous.
And now we have a bypass that nobody uses because it's
50, I know.
50 kilometres an
it's
hour.
It's insane, isn't it?
Nobody uses it because of the speed limit.
Yeah, I've been along it a few times. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to go to sleep and run off the road here in a minute.
Yeah, I went on it once and I can't do it. I can't do 50 on this. It's an open road.
Yeah.
And you're doing 50.
Yeah.
It just...
Biggest belief.
50 on a, you know, urban street's easy.
Yeah.
But on an open road like that?
No. It's a very I don't know who's behind it, but it's, they need their head read. They obviously don't travel on that road.
No. So, 10 years ago... Workers stay on despite fear for future. Holden workers have described the Elizabeth plant as a sinking vessel. But despite the dwindling hope of a future for the factory, most who remain have made no move to jump ship. One employee who has asked to remain anonymous said the message had become clear following the announcement of Holden Managing Director Mike Devereaux's impending departure from the plant. When I saw him with a life jacket that said Titanic across it, I thought, what is he doing? And then they were all rowing away, he said. I have to say, I think he's bailing. We're playing the music and apparently the band goes down with the ship.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a sad story because it had such huge impact over the whole area, the closing of Holden.
Although that was always mooted back way back in the, was it the 80s when the button car plan came out? And that foreshadowed closing a lot of the car industry down in Australia.
Mm.
And it came to fruition. Very sad. Very, very sad. We're becoming a nation of producing resources that we sell overseas at a at a cost, and then we buy them back
at a huge
cost. So we're a nation of consumers and primary production, and it's like it's crazy. We've got to go back to producing more, but not while wages keep. Well, Jeanette, we finished.
We have indeed. Until next week, Kate.
Until next week, and stay safe, everyone.
Yes, indeed. For all life's